Before we dismiss the kids, I would like Mike and Cassie to come on up here. Mike and Cassie are going to be moving to Montana. I prayed over and over and over again. It didn't do any good. But, they're moving, and so we want to pray over them. And I just want to speak for a minute about how faithful Mike has been to the church. And I really appreciate it. When we went through COVID and we had to do a lot of different things with the computer and with the sound and all of that, Mike was here all the time. And if there was only one of us in the building and I was preaching to the camera, Mike was here taking care of it. And if we've had computer issues, website issues, anything like that, Mike. And he's faithful. And we really appreciate both of you very much and are so glad that you came with us or came to us, and we're not so happy that you're leaving us, but we'll get over it. We have to forgive you, God said.
And I want to reiterate, Mike is a behind the scenes kind of a guy, but the amount of behind the scenes that he has done, his shoes are big.
Yeah.
His shoes are huge. And he's also the type of person that you could call on and he'd be there.
Yep.
Over and 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 over again. I cannot tell you the amount of times that I've been, hey, we've got this happening at the church and I'm not going to be able to make it. Can you help? I'm there.
Yep.
That's been his response every time. The behind the scenes that this guy has done would blow you away. I'm only giving you a fraction.
Yeah.
But he is such a blessing. Cassie is a blessing too. We're not overshadowing Cassie, but I just want to highlight Mike though, because he is a blessing wherever he goes, and it's an example to be set. We are called to be a blessing, and he is. And as we gather to pray for him, which I'm sure that we're going to do for both of them, I'm going to pray for where he's going next.
Yeah, amen.
And that he would be a blessing where he's going next, unless he wants a break. That's fine, too. But I want to encourage you guys to keep them in your prayers. This might be the last time we see them. We might see them a couple more times. We don't know. We'll see what happens. But we love you so,
well, we expect to see them
so much
in the future, for sure.
Well, we may not see them here, but that doesn't mean that I won't see them.
Yeah. All right. So we have this little plaque that we wanted to give you guys, and it says, an appreciation award presented to Mike Wildman in honor of the countless hours of dedication, and thank you for all that you have done. Amen. Can we give him a hand? There you go. There you go, my friend. I'll let you carry that. So let's just pray over them and just pray blessing and that God would just continue to make the sale go through, and it would go through smoothly and just where they're going, Lord, that the Lord would be with them. So just gather around them right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for Mike and Cassie, Lord. I thank you that you love them and that they love us, Lord. And they've been with us in a lot of ups and downs. And God, we just ask you to bless them as they move to Montana. Father, your purpose for them is going to be raised up. And God, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bless them wherever they go. Father, I thank you for your needs being met, Father. And God, we just thank you and appreciate them. And we want to say a big thank you, God, for letting these two be in our lives. And we just appreciate them so much. Thank you, God, for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
After church, don't leave right away. We're going to have some cake and coffee and just celebrate Mike and Cassie.
Hallelujah. With that, the children can be dismissed.
I can be dismissed?
Yeah, no. You're not dismissed yet. Hallelujah. God is good. Let me say that again. God is good. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. You know, as I was getting ready for today, I just sense that God wants to do some great things in us. Let me just say that again. God wants to do some great things in us. And then He wants to do great things through us. Hallelujah. And He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And we're going to start at the beginning of verse 1. But I want to read the prelude to this. In most Bibles it has this in there. It says, it's a psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. So here's the story, and just a little backstory. It has nothing to do with my sermon today, but I think it's awesome. So David was being persecuted, and they were after him. And he went to this other king, and he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to pretend to be crazy. So here's David, who's king, anointed king. You know, Samuel had put oil on him, and he'd killed Goliath, all of those things. Here's this man of God, and what does he do? He goes, you know, he just acted crazy. But listen to his song that he's singing in the midst of this act that he's putting on. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I will bless the Lord at all times. All times means all times. When you're pretending to be mad, or when you're really mad, or when things are going right, or things are going wrong, I will bless the Lord at all times. What does it mean to bless somebody? It means to bestow something on them, right? You know, if I'm going to bless Gordon with $100 bill, I have to give him $100 bill for him to be blessed with it. Yeah. I'm not going to, but if I was going to, right? There's something that I must do in order to bless the Lord. And what is that? What is that? Well, the Bible says that David was a man after God's heart. What blessed God about David is that David was always pursuing God. Right? The Bible says in Hebrews that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. For us to bless the Lord, we have to have Him on our hearts. We have to have Him on our minds. And no matter what we're going through, He needs to be the center of everything. I will bless the Lord at all times. And then I like this, and His praise shall continually be on my lips. Listen to this. This is so good. I've got to bring this up. If I can find it. Listen to this. This is praise, and this is out of the Webster's Dictionary. But I don't use the modern Webster's Dictionary. I use one that's from the 1800s. Because it's got more, it'll actually have Bible verses in it to, you know, counter what it says. But listen to this, to praise, it's to commend, to applaud, to express approbation of personal worth or actions. We praise not Hector through his name we know, in great arms, 'tis hard to praise a foe. To extol words or a song, to magnify, to glorify on account of perfections, or excellent works. Praise Him, all His angels, and praise Him, all His hosts. It's to express gratitude for personal favors, to do honor to, display the excellence of, all the works shall praise Him, O Lord. Listen, we praise the Lord because He's praiseworthy. And in praising Him, watch this, we're giving Him the honor that's due Him. Honor that's due Him. You know, even with our kids, right, if they're doing something right, instead of always being on them for all the negative, it's really a good practice to praise or honor the good behavior, to reward the good behavior. Our lips should continually be talking about how good God is and what He's done. I like this particular place in the Psalms where it says, I will exalt the Lord. I will exalt the Lord. To exalt something means you take Him from a level and put Him on a different level. I will exalt the Lord. I'll make Him bigger. I'll make Him more grandiose than He already is. In my mind, in my heart, even when I'm acting mad, I'm going to exalt the Lord God. I'm going to praise God. I think our praise is lacking. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I think our praise is lacking. And I think the reason that our praise is lacking is because we don't give enough attention to how good He is to us. He's good all the time. He's good even when I don't feel Him. He's good even when I don't see Him. He's good even when my body aches. He's good even when my bank account is lacking. He's good, and I need to praise Him at all times. We're going to see that. I need to praise Him. What does that mean? Lord, You're so good. You're so awesome. You're so kind. You're so full of love. You're so faithful. You're so faithful. You're so faithful. You're so faithful. We were talking about Mike earlier, and he has been very faithful. Very, 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 very faithful. Always here. And he'd usually be the first one here and the last one to leave. That's Mike. But his faithfulness compared to God's faithfulness can't be measured. Because God is always faithful. What does that mean? He's faithful right now. If I just won the lotto, He'd be faithful. If I went bankrupt because of my own stupidity, He'd still be faithful. Are you listening to me? He's faithful. And you have got to come to the place where you're acknowledging His faithfulness. Because He's worthy of our adoration and speaking out how good He is. Hallelujah. I'm convinced personally that your depression can be absolutely thrown to the wind if you'll up your praise life. Let me say that again. You cannot remain depressed when your praise is going to the One who's lifted you up. Hallelujah. There was a friend of ours years ago, this was way back when, it was when we were living in Southern California, he wrote this song, and I'm just going to sing it to you because I sing, that's what I do. When times are high, I'll praise the Lord. When times are low, I'll praise Him more. When times are high, I'll praise the Lord. I'll praise the Lord. Oh, I'll praise You, Lord. Yes, I'll praise You, Lord. Oh, I'll praise You, Lord. Oh, my God. Get about 10 rounds of that in, and depression will leave. Right? Depression will leave. And why is that? It's simply because of this. The Bible says that if we'll humble ourselves before the Lord, He will lift us up. Right? And in talking about His greatness, we have to see ourselves as less than He is. I'm not enough for my situation, but He is. Glory to God. So I've decided, I've come into the place where I on purpose will praise Him all the time. Hallelujah. But we have to be at the place where we're putting a guard over our mouth, because our complaining pollutes our praise. I said, our complaining pollutes our praise. Lord, I just want to exalt You. I want to just tell You how good You are. Lord, You are worthy of my praise. You're worthy of my praise. I was thinking as you know, going into this, I grew up playing basketball, and I'm a basketball fan, although today I really don't care that much about it anymore. But I remember when Michael Jordan was playing, and he'd win the most valuable player year after year after year. Why? Because he was worthy of it. He was the best. He did things nobody else could do. He was worthy of the praise or the adulation of the most valuable player. I'm telling you that God is more than that to you. And He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of us speaking words that give Him credit for everything that's good in our life. And even when we don't feel Him, we can praise Him because He's faithful to be with us. And His Word declares that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm convinced of His faithfulness. Hallelujah. Have any of you walked away from God? And I'm not talking about backsliding and go, but you're just not as on fire as you used to be. And things just don't seem to be going as well as they used to. And well, none of you guys are all holy. I know that. But there have been times in my life where my mind hasn't been on Him like it should be on Him. How do I get it back there? How do I spawn from that? I'll tell you how to do it. Begin to praise Him on purpose. Wake up in the morning praising Him. At noontime, praise Him. At the 2 o'clock break, praise Him. And over and over and over, make your life a reflection of who He is by the praise that's coming out of your mouth. Oh, come on, come on, come on. He's worthy to be praised. I said He's worthy to be praised. Go back to Psalm 26. I will worship Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Worship is a heartfelt thing, which you're humbling yourself before God. You're bowing before God. But praise is a cry of your heart to explain and to express from your heart how good He is and how good He's been to you. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Verse 12. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. What does that mean? When we get together, we should be blessing God. We should be praising God. We should be honoring God. We should, with our mouths, talk about how good He is. I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will praise the Lord at all times. You know, when I first got saved, and that was many years ago. I think they still had covered wagons back then. But when I first got saved, right, I was around people that, it was praise God this and praise God that and thank You Jesus this and thank You. But we kind of come away from that because, you know, after all, we don't want to be too religious or too over the top. We want the world to you know, listen, stop it. We need to get back where we're praising God for everything. We're giving Him credit for everything. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Out of our lips, we're thanking God for everything. I've told you this story, but I've got the mic so I can tell it again because some of you haven't heard it. When I first got saved, and I was going to Bible studies, and we had one in West Seattle, we had one in Buckley, we had one in Yelm, and we're just all over the place. And I was going all the time, driving all, put a lot of car miles on my car that year. But we're in Buckley, and there's a bunch of us who'd just gotten saved in this little Bible study. And what we did is we'd get together, we'd sing a few songs, and then we'd give testimony or prayer requests, that type of thing. So this one fellow gets up, and he's probably 19 or 20 years old, and he says, "I have a testimony." He says, "I want to thank God that my car blew up." Huh? "I want to thank God my car blew up." And there was this gentleman that was there that happened to be a friend of mine's father because he wanted to see what kind of cult his kids were in. And he'd gone through those worship songs. He'd gone through maybe a testimony or two. But when Kevin stood up and said, "I want to thank God my car blew up," this man said, "Hold it. Stop it. This is going way too far, and he couldn't handle it." He says, "What do you mean you want to thank God that my car blew up?" Kevin came right back to him, and he said, "I thank God that my car blew up because God gave me that car, and He's faithful to get me another one." I believe that that gentleman got saved because Kevin thanked God for his car blowing up. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the words that are on our lips have to begin to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I've told you before, I determined when I was working in the shipyard that if they could cuss Him, I could praise Him. Right? If they could say, you know, using damn for His last name and blaming Jesus for everything, I could start praising Him, and I did. But my praise out of my lips changed the atmosphere of the shop that I was in. It absolutely did. There were some people that had to flee. They left. They went to work at Banger. But others came in, and all of a sudden there was a different atmosphere in the room simply because I began to praise Him with my lips. How did I do that? If somebody had cussed, I'd say, "Well, praise the Lord." I'd say it like that. "Well, praise the Lord." If somebody, you know, used the Lord's name in vain, I said, "Well, you know, He'll help you if you want Him to, but you got to talk to Him a little nicer than that." Right? But I would praise Him with my lips. I would praise Him with my lips. So your praise can't be just confined to when you're in here where everybody else is okay with it. If He's worthy of our praise, He's worthy of our praise 24/7. Woo! He's worthy of our praise. "You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For You are all things, and from You are all things. You deserve the glory." Come on. The praise of my lips will allow the love of my heart and my faith in God to be expressed into the atmosphere that I'm creating in my life. But so will, so will your fear and your worship of what the devil is doing in your life. What's your testimony? Well, devil's really after me. My car's broke. My dog died. My leg hurts. Everybody's against me. I'm good to everybody, but for some reason they always leave me. Praise the Lord. What? What? Quit concentrating on everything that's bad in your life and begin to praise Him continually because He's worthy of my praise. If my dog dies, my wife leaves, my car breaks down, I'm still going to have praise on my lips. My wife will never leave. But, I just want to clear that up. But here's the reality of what I'm saying is my circumstances don't dictate my praise. He dictates my praise. Come on, He's worthy of my praise. He's worthy of my praise. He's worthy of my praise. And I know you know that we're a charismatic Pentecostal type of church. So it's all right for you to be loud about it. Right? Yeah, come on. It's all right for us to be a little loud about it. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be something if the Seahawks won the Super Bowl again and it's held down at Safeco Field and they're just winning, they're whipping the Denver Broncos again. Sorry. They're whipping the Denver Broncos again and everybody is standing. Isn't that nice? Oh, isn't that nice? Let's do a little golfer clap. No, you know it'd be raucous. Hallelujah! Come on, pray. Look at them, it scored another touchdown. Woo! That's just a stupid kid game with a ball. We're talking about the King of Kings, the King of Glory. Listen, He's worthy of my praise. And let me give you the number one reason that you should always have praise on your lips. Number one. Without a shadow of a doubt, the greatest thing that's ever happened to you in your life is the day when the Holy Spirit visited you and you saw your need for Jesus. Right? You saw a need that you had in your heart that you couldn't get to God on your own and that there was something that was between you and God. And that day came and somebody said, Jesus loves you and you need to give your heart to Him. But watch this. When you did, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus... Come on, the blood of Jesus was spilt for you. That He took your place. He took your sin. And the moment that you did that, you became a brand new creature on the inside. And the life of God came on the inside of you. So I don't care if you're broken, busted, disgusted. I mean, everybody's against you. You have something to praise Him about. And it's the fact that you are now a child of the Most High God. And He's worthy of my praise. He deserves my praise. He's done everything for me. How can I not praise Him? One time Jesus was walking along and you know, people were giving Him adulations and praising Him. And the real religious folks says, you know, tell them to shut up a little bit because that's getting a little too Pentecostal. Have them back down. And Jesus said, if they don't praise Me, the rocks will cry out. The rocks will cry out. When I read that the first time, I said, ain't no rock going to take my place. Woo, come on. Ain't no rock going to take my place. Hallelujah. But I've sometimes in my life let my praise be pushed to the side. What am I telling you this morning? Get His praise back on your lips. Why? Because He's worthy of it. Because you need it. Hallelujah. all the time. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm gonna praise the Lord. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. Yes, I'm gonna worship Him. Let the people of the Lord shout for joy because He is good. Oh, we worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's faithful. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Glory to God. My heart is pursuing Him. And He's awesome. He's awesome. Woo! Let's look at a couple more before I get too far gone. Psalm chapter 9. Woo! Glory to God. I want to hear a lot more, well, praise the Lord from you all. Right? I want to hear a lot more, well, praise the Lord. Well, my dog died. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I didn't know that bill was coming and I'm a little bit behind. Praise the Lord. Well, come on. Why? Because He's faithful. He's going to supply my need. He'll give me another dog, right? I mean, He'll take care of me, right? Some say, I don't want another dog. Well, that's just beside the point, right? He's worthy of our praise. In Psalm 9, in verse 14, it says, that I may tell of all Your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in Your salvation. Amen. That I may tell of Your praise, of all that You've done for me, all Your goodness over me, all Your love for me, that I may tell at the workplace of how good You are, that I may tell at my family reunions, that I might tell my kids who are away, that I might begin to tell of the praise. He's worthy of my praise. He's worthy of my praise. What's your testimony? Begin to give God praise for what He's done in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now watch this, because you're going to laugh. Make it up. Amen. What I mean that, I mean, don't tell something that's a lie. But I mean, reflect on what God has done for you and bring it up. Amen. Begin to bring it up. I was praying and the Lord showed me this scripture. And I just want to thank God because it answered something I'd been seeking Him for. Right? I just want to thank God because it seemed like everybody left me, but He didn't leave me. I want to just thank God that He's with me. I'm not as young as I used to be, and I might not be able to do what I could do before, but I thank God for what I can do right now. I want to praise Him and give that He has allowed me to have a voice. He's allowed me to utter words. He's allowed me to lift my hands, and I can use that to praise Him because He has done things that are worthy of my praise in my life. He has done things that are worthy of my praise, and I want to tell you about it. Hallelujah. You're all sitting in this room, and I want to praise God for that. Because there was a time when COVID was going on and they said, well, you know, you have to be out of the building in a month. And nobody could come because COVID was going on. And I was sitting in my office. I said, Lord, I mean, are we through? Are we done? I mean, it's been fun. It's been wonderful. We've seen many things happen and many people come through. And if we never meet again, Lord, are we done? Because I had no place to go. Couldn't rent a school at the time. Are we done? And I just, nope. Just, nope. Never got a sense that we were. Okay, God. Well, I'll just praise You. You'll take care of us. And you know what He has? I said He has. He has. And watch it. That's not just great because we can be together. It's great because God can use us to expose other people to His presence and His glory. Don't be afraid to yell praise the Lord at any time in this building. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord. I've told you again about that. And if you'll get it, it'll change your vocabulary. It'll change everything about you. Before I got saved, I had a different vocabulary than I have now. I used different adjectives and adverbs. Right? I did. And so I got saved, been saved for a long time, and I was up on my shed, putting siding up on my shed. And the property that we had a big hill on it, so the front of that shed, you had to have a 16-foot ladder all the way extended to get up there. So I was up there a ways, putting this piece of paneling up there for the siding, and I hit the wrong nail. Have you ever hit the wrong nail? And I don't mean with a little tiny baby hammer, right? I had a framing hammer, right? I hit the nail. You know what I said? Praise the Lord. I did. I wouldn't have said that years before, but praise the Lord. I didn't say it like this. Well, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As it was throbbing. Praise the Lord. I got off of that ladder. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? Because it's in my heart to praise Him instead of complaining. If God be for me, who can be against me? Psalm 22. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Whew. Verse 3 says this, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are holy, but you're enthroned in the praises of Israel. Think about that for just a second. He's holy. He's God. He's everything. But the praises of Israel magnify His place of greatness. When we praise Him and we tell of His goodness and His mercy, He's great. He's on the throne anyway. But this puts Him firmly in our corner and that we're with Him in His throne. I'll praise You, Lord. I'll praise You, Lord. You're worthy of my praise. 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 You know, throughout the years, there have been so many great praise and worship songs sung. And just awesome. And today they're still being written and God is still moving among people. And so sometimes we go, well, you know, back in the day, we really knew how to worship the Lord. We really knew the praise songs. And so, well, if we get the hymns back, that could really be worship. Or if we could do this, if we could do that. No. It's all about here, right here, right here, right here. I worship You. I worship You. I worship You. But here's the point. That the point of our praise songs needs to be Him and not us. Let me say that one more time. The purpose of our praise songs needs to be about Him and not about us. We can give testimony, God, You've been good to me and all of that. But sometimes I sense that it's almost about what I've done rather than what He's done. Does that make sense to you? The purpose of our praise has to have Him as the destination, always. Always, 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 always. I heard a testimony of somebody who had a near-death experience and they were up in heaven and they started hearing these songs. And some of the songs, I think one of them was, Our God is an awesome God. And another was, I love You, Lord. And he's walking with angels, right? And he's hearing these songs. And he says, well, Lord, I know those songs. I've heard them on the earth. And then the Lord said to, or he said, but I'm not hearing these other songs that are popular right now that, you know, we do in our worship sets. And he said, son, the only songs that you'll hear in heaven are the ones that were written here. In other words, come on, they were inspired by me, given to the psalmist, and the psalmist put them down on paper. Woo, isn't that powerful? So powerful. I want to sing those songs. Those are the songs that I want to sing. And it's not about the era, it's not about the style even, it's about the heart and about the inspiration behind them. Glory to God. I want to praise Him. Chapter 33, Psalm 33. Are y'all getting anything this morning? Psalm 33 and verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise ye the Lord, His righteous. For praise from the upright is beautiful. And some would say, yeah, you don't understand though. I'm not as holy as you are. I'm not as good as you are. I mess up all the time. I have good news for you. The only goodness that I can proclaim or claim or hold on to is the goodness that He gave me. Because my goodness is as filthy rags in His sight. And so is yours. Did you mess up? Get up. That's it. If you messed up, get up. I'm not saying continue in that because that's dumb. But He became sin on your behalf. When He got on the tree, He was nailed to the tree for you, and the stripes that He took on His back, and the blood that came out of His side, and all of the scars and the marks and the nails and everything. He was nailed on that cross for you. For you. What put Him there? Your sin. My sin put Him there. Right? But He did it because He loves us. Watch this. This is so awesome. But the Bible says that He who knew no sin, that was Jesus, He got up on that cross for you and He took the stripes and He went through the agony of the people spitting at Him and doing all. He did that all. But He had you on His mind. Because it says, He who knew no sin became sin. The Bible says, for us. But I want to just break that down. He did that for you. He did that for you. You were on His mind when He was doing that. Now watch this. He who knew no sin became sin for me. That I might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So when I go before Him to praise Him in righteousness, it's not my righteousness that I'm praising Him in. It's His righteousness. Are you getting? Yeah, but if I was only holy, forget that. You can't get holy enough. Are you covered in the blood? Are you washed in the blood? If you are, then your praise goes before Him. And in your heart and in your mind, it enthrones Him in the glory and in the majesty that He deserves. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise of the upright is beautiful. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Psalm 40. She's praising me already. Praise the Lord, I mean. Hallelujah. Psalm 40. I was going to go to just verse 3, but let's start in verse 1. I've waited patiently for the Lord. You know, sometimes you have to be patient in waiting for the Lord. I mean, you're standing before the Lord. Maybe you're praying. Maybe you're in your devotion time. Or God doesn't seem like He's in a hurry to get to you. Have you ever felt like that? God, have you seen this? You know, they're coming for me pretty soon. God, do you know this? They're coming. Lord, I'm waiting for you. Lord, I'm waiting. This says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. We could stop right there and just have a party. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He did that for each one of us. And set my feet upon the rock, Jesus, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and I will trust in the Lord. If you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, there's a song of praise in your mouth. The enemy wants you to stop it. He wants you to keep it quiet. He wants you to complain about what you're going through. He wants you to talk about how bad the world is and what our nation is going through and what this politician has said and what, you know, what this has done or what this person has said about you and all. He wants you to get into that where God says, no, forget all that. I'm going to deal with all that. Don't worry about that. I will praise you. I will praise you. I will exalt you. You put a song in my mouth. Here's another story. And I just. There was one day I was. We're going to school. Renita and I weren't married at the time, but we were going to a lake the next day. It was a Friday night. We were going to the lake the next day. We were in Oklahoma, so the lake was like a 4 or 6 hour drive from where we were at, right? And so I was working swing shift, got off about midnight. They're going to pick me up like at 2 or 2:30 in the morning to go on this drive to this lake. Praise the Lord. So I'm sitting there and I think, well, I could take a nap, but nah, I won't do that. What am I going to do? I just opened to the Psalms. And I started singing them. So for about 2 hours, I waited patiently for the Lord, He inclined to me. He heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And I just started going through the Psalms like that. So they arrived. Knocked on the door. I was so out of it that they walked me down to the car, put me in the back seat. But I didn't speak the whole time we were going because I was in the presence of God. I don't know how to praise the Lord. I don't sing like you. Stop all of that nonsense. Just get into the Word of God because He's put a new song in you. Quit looking at it from the standpoint of how good you are and begin to look at it from the goodness of God and begin to worship Him. Begin to magnify Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because He's worthy of our praise. He's given us His hymn book. The Psalms are His hymn book. You know, in Jewish services, even today, even at the Last Supper, there were songs that were sung out of this book. I think it works pretty good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, one more. Well, maybe two more. Psalm 66. Do you think that praise is important? Do you think that we praise Him enough? I will say impossible. How could you thank Him and praise Him enough? for all that He's done for us. How can I say thanks for all the good You've done for me? Anyway, verse 8. Oh, bless our God, You His people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard. It's all right to praise Him in a still, small voice. Praise Him in your lips. But I think if you really want to do damage, and especially coming against the enemy's lies and attacks, you've got to praise Him with some punch. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! I said, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Right? Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! And praise might not take the pain away, but it puts God in the pain. That thumb still hurt, I'm telling you. But I went to a different place than I would have before. Put the praise in everything. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. Come on, He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. If you're watching online, I hope this has blessed you. But I don't want you to just go away. Boy, that was good. I want you on purpose today, right now, today, wherever you're at. Or maybe if you're not in the place you can do it, but I can't imagine where that would be, that you can't just begin to praise Him. Just begin out of your heart, just praise the Lord. If you start slow and softly, that's okay. But let it build up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Body, listen to me. We're going to praise the Lord. Mind, I'm talking to you right now. We're going to praise the Lord. Yeah, quit that thought. I'm not listening to that. I'm going to worship Him. He's worthy of my praise. He's brought me through before. He'll do it again. I want to praise Him with my body. I want to praise Him with my mind. I want to praise Him with everything that is within me. Give praise and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because He's worthy to be praised. If you'll do that, your situation, it might not change today. It might not change in a minute. But you'll change. Your heart will change. Your depression will leave. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank You for all that are watching online. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's where it all begins. What do I mean by that? Just call out to say, Lord, I need You. I know I can't get to You on my own, but I need You. I've made a mess of my life. I need You. If You can do anything with this life, Lord, it's Yours. So I repent of my sins. I humble myself before You. And I say, Lord, Your way from now on. I believe in my heart, and so I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and the Father, that You've raised Him from the dead. If you've done that from your heart, you're with God right now. You're a new creature right now. Hallelujah. Father, just bless all those who are watching in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank You for watching.